Good evening, and welcome to this short service for Ascension Day, Thursday the 21st of May, from Wallington and St Andrew's Cheam United Reformed Churches. The service is led by our minister, the Reverend Craig Bowman.
Whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome to our Ascension Day worship. Our Lord has returned to his throne in heaven. He is seen no more on earth. Yet he lives and is with us and for all eternity. We are in the presence of our ascended Lord. We celebrate the mystery of our glorious King. Our first hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have ascended beyond horizons which our eyes cannot see, and further than the limits which our minds can reach. Blessing and honour and glory and power, our words echo the praise of heaven, as you, Jesus Christ, rise above the limitations of earth to sit forever on the right-hand side of God. No longer restricted to one place, you are seated on the throne of heaven and present in all places. Though now we cannot ascend to where you are, still raise our hopes and our hearts that our discipleship in this world may be touched with the glory of heaven, and our lives be signs and promises of the fullness of life to come. Hallowed be your name in heaven, and followed be your way on earth. Amen. Our reading is from the first chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 1 to 9. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. May God bless us this reading from his holy word. Amen. When I was at school, I had a Saturday job in a bookshop, and I also worked there sometimes in the holidays. One day, the owner asked me to look after the shop on my own. It was a quiet weekday afternoon, not a busy Saturday morning, but I had never been completely on my own before. I have to go out for a while. I'm leaving you in charge. I've got a telephone number where you can reach me should the need arise. I'll be back. But until then, I am counting on you to keep things going here. Think you're up to it? Well, I nodded my head before I even thought about it. But when I had time to think about it later, I felt two conflicting things. First, it made me feel great. This meant he trusted me. He believed in me and thought I was able to carry on for him while he was away. That was a good feeling. But the second feeling I had was being overwhelmed, was doubt. This was a big responsibility. Was I really up to it? I mean, I'd always had him or another staff member there when I had a question or didn't know what to do. All I had to do was just go into the office, and there he would be at his desk, probably with a cold cup of coffee at his elbow. As I thought about it, however, I was reminded that I had a phone number and knew that I could call him any time. And also, he was coming back, and he thought I could do it until he returned. I'm reminded of this when I read the account of the ascension of Christ. For a long time he had been selecting his disciples, training them, and even those precious days after his resurrection, he was preparing them for what was ahead, his going away, his return to the Father. And now that has taken place. He felt that now they were ready. He had to go away. He could not be with them in the same way that he had. But they knew how to contact him, knew that he was just a prayer away, and that he promised, in fact, to send them another comforter. So honoured by such trust, humbled by the task ahead of them, but confident in him, they set out to continue his work, to be his witnesses there and throughout the world. He's called us too. He's training us, teaching us, preparing us too to continue his work. He has promised us that the same Holy Spirit will empower us to continue his mission in the world, promising to be only a prayer away. It is an awesome task that he has entrusted to us. But he believes in us. He's provided all we need to continue his work. Giacomo Puccini composed some of the world's greatest operas, including La Bohème, Tosca, and Madame Butterfly. The Italian composer left the world some wondrous music. But in 1922, only 64 at the time, he was diagnosed with cancer. Though very ill, he continued to work on the opera Turandot, which some consider to be his best. Many people tried to convince him not to waste his limited energy on a piece he could not possibly finish, but he pressed on. When death was near, he said to his students, "If I do not finish Turandot, I want you to finish it for me." He did not finish the opera. After his death, all of the scores and his notes were gathered together and studied with great care. And, at Arturo Toscanini's suggestion, Franco Alfano then finished the opera. The opening performance took place in 1926 at La Scala and was conducted by Toscanini. When he reached the place where Puccini had stopped composing, the conductor put down his baton, turned to the audience, and said to them, "Thus far the master wrote," and then he died. The following day, there was again a performance of the opera at La Scala. But this time the opera was performed to the end. Puccini's students and followers had finished his work. No one standing around watching the disciples that day could have guessed what an astounding thing happened when they all stopped looking into the sky and looked at each other instead. With nothing but a promise and a prayer, they consented to become the church, and nothing was ever the same again, beginning with them. The followers became leaders, the listeners became preachers, the converts became missionaries, the healed became healers. They stopped looking up toward heaven, looked at each other instead, and got on with the business of being the church. And once they did that, surprising things began to happen. They began to say things that sounded like him, and they began to do things that had never seen anyone but him do before. They became brave and capable and wise. Whenever two or three of them got together, it was always as if there were someone else in the room with them, whom they could not see. The strong, abiding presence of the absent one, as available to them as bread and wine, as familiar to them as each other's faces. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. You are free, Lord. Your ascension has set you free, free from the constraints of human existence, outside the limitations of time and space, free to be here with us now in our worship and fellowship. For in your freedom you have bound yourself to us with a promise, "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." We pray, Lord, for those who need to feel you close, who need the assurance of your love, the encouragement of your spirit. We pray for those who are persecuted, who are discriminated against, who are ridiculed because of their faith or race or colour. Be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are imprisoned, who are tortured, who are exiled, because they have struggled for the rights of their people. Be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are destitute, who are hungry, who are refugees because of the unkindness of our world. Be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are filled with guilt, who are heartbroken, who are perplexed because the relationship has gone wrong. Be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are feeling fed up, who are in discomfort, who are afraid because they are ill. Be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are numbed, who are angry, who are desolate because they have been bereaved. Be with them, Lord. Be with us all, Lord, in our daily struggles to follow you, in our periods of doubt and despair, and in times of happiness, health, and loving. Be with us all until the time when in your kingdom of love our joy will know no end. Amen. And we join together in the Lord's Prayer in its traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, is Ended. risen, ascended Lord, how you trust us. You have handed over your ministry into our hands, feeble, frail, and sinful. Yet you trust us to continue it. Forgive us when we have failed you, when we have not followed the notes, the score you have already written, and tried to strike out on our own direction. Help us to so know your mind and spirit, O Christ, that we can continue the greatest composition the world has ever heard, not so we can get applause, but that the whole world might be touched by the love, grace, and beauty of your divine music. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon us and all whom we love, this day and evermore. Amen.